Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we'll be getting started just in just a minute. Welcome to Dr. Sabi, Who and What, Ball Talk Radio Show. Dr. Sabi, Who and What is the Facebook group that we're all familiar with, and we do have Dr. Sabi on the line. Dr. Sabi, we have a panel of people online right now who would like to greet you.
Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Sabi.
Hello, Dr. Sabi. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Sabi.
Today we hope to cover a lot of information that people, especially newcomers who come into the group and have questions after hearing about Dr. Sabi, and they want to know what they can do to get a handle on their health. So as we try and shed as much light as possible regarding the information that we have with Dr. Sabi, we share that with them in hopes to inspire them in the same way that Dr. Sabi has inspired us to look into our health. So we have a few people online who have already been to the Usha Village. They have already experienced the tremendous concepts behind our responsibilities towards ourselves when it comes to trying to be healthy. We have Artum Dre online. This guy, AlkalineGourmet.com, but he makes the foods according to Dr. Sabi's food list. And that is an additional inspiration to us when it comes to what we can do with the foods that are on the recommended food list, our Dr. Sabi's nutritional guide. So that is an addition to the things that we look forward to when we talk about what we should put in our mouths. People look at the list, and as expressed in the group, some people type out the word faint because it seems as though there isn't much left for us to consume. But we have people in the group who have placed wonderful dishes along with Artum Dre and his pattern of orchestrating the foods so that we can eat them just in our concern for making sure that we wean ourselves away from the acid foods. Dr. Sabi, how are you?
Not as good as you, but I'm doing.
I think I would answer in the same way. We're all doing, and we are eager to have you here today. I would like for you to let the audience know, especially our newcomers, as we always have tons of them arriving in the group, who want to learn more about Dr. Sabi. They rarely hear about the case that you won in New York, devastating your opponents as the FDA, who had in their own mind the idea that you did not have the rights to be doing what you were doing and could not prove the things that your ad stated that you did.
That is true. But I want to say this. The FDA, the judicial system, and the medical system, the American Medical Association, all three of them signed against me. They united against me. And they were right. They were absolutely right. They were right because I had placed the ad in the newspapers in New York that AIDS has been cured, sickle cell, lupus, herpes, blindness, diabetes, and others. But when you put an ad of that magnitude here or on a newspaper, you're going to be in trouble because no one has ever made that that kind of claim. Those before me had not done anything to really encourage the establishment to believe that what I was saying was true. They could not believe it, and I didn't blame them. I never blamed the authorities, nor the FDA, nor the AMA for doing to me what they did. But I knew that I had to present an argument that would eclipse their position. That was the African biomineral balance. Yes, we were able to show that the African biomineral balance is a complementary therapy, not one of alternative. No, it's complementary, meaning that it is more than an alternative, because an alternative doesn't necessarily mean it's better than the one that is being promoted. No, the alternative only means another form, another way. But complementary means you have to only produce something that the body could assimilate and that would be doing good. That is complementary medicine. That is what we promote, complementary, not alternative. So we won, but we won because of you. You were the one that really equipped me, Dr. Sabi, with the necessary tools when I came to the United States. When I came to the United States, I never had the tie-rods in my pocket. The boy never been to school. So how did I acquire all this information from you? I used to hobnob with school teachers and students. They thought that I was a student. They thought that I had been to school but I hadn't. So they would share with me certain information. I then would extrapolate from the information those things that I knew were good, meaning the things that are good support life. They support life. They promote life. They are alive. And that is exactly what we need to do. We need to raise the standard. We need to raise the standard. Why? Because we've been giving people herbs that are hybrid, like aloe vera, like ginseng, like soybean, like peppermint. All these things are hybrid. But the provider of these things are totally unaware of this structure. So we need to raise the bar, raise the standard and set the bar, because our people are suffering. The only reason why I was arrested, I said, is because no one had done what I had said I could do. But that's gave Black America leverage to know that one of their brothers were able to accomplish something that would eventually be the vehicle that we could use to reconstruct our body that has been devastated for the last 5 years. Well, that is from you. It's not me. No, I never felt that. I never resonated on that level. It was always us. I got it from you. It began in New Orleans, and it ended in California, and in between New York. I listened to you. Black America, you were the one that made Siggy. When I left from Georgia, I had $5 in my pocket. Couldn't even speak English as well as I'm doing now. I learned that from you.
Turn back, and we look at the information that you've provided over the years, Dr. Sabe. We look at these videos, and we listen to the audios in a hunt to gather as much information as possible, because we've seen the testimonies. Regardless of how many people come around and are always asking, what about the testimonies? What about the testimonies? Where are these testimonies? I found plenty of testimonies. The group does an excellent job with posting the testimonies as well so that the people can become familiar with these testimonies also. Then we have you explaining the stories in the videos. As we go over all of this information, we also have advocates for Dr. Sabe's site where everything is collected right there. They can go there and see the information immediately. So we have people who have concerns, even with all this information up. Like we have Alma State Marshall. He wants to know about eyes. He knows about the eyewash that you have, but he wants to know if there's anything else that we could use to accelerate the process for making our eyes better.
The eyes depend very much on the stomach, on the state of the stomach. I remember recently in New York, there was a woman from Egypt. Her name is, what's her name? I remember her name. She called, said that she couldn't go to the bathroom. She couldn't go to the bathroom. We made, and finally she went to the bathroom. After a while, she called back and said to my wife, "My tune, I am beginning to see shadows." My wife thought that we had given her the wrong compound.
Oh.
She said, "Why are you seeing shadows?" She said, "I didn't tell you I was blind." But she didn't tell us that she was blind. I go to the bathroom. And because she was able to go to the bathroom, her sight came back. An Egyptian lady. So the eyes depend very much on the state of the intestines. If the state of the intestines is an acid one, the eyes would suffer. So we have to clean the intestines. We have to clean the pancreas. the organ that is directly related to the eye. That's why diabetic patients lose their sight, because the pancreas is involved. The intestines, the pancreas. Sure, we have something for the eye. We have the eye wash, which is superficial, which will begin to clear the eyes up until the individual clears the intestines. But it is not a permanent thing with the eye wash. The permanency is in the intestines and the pancreas.
That sounds very much consistent with the things that you spoke about over the years. And I think a lot of us are ready to apply a method where we can detox and we can begin to fast, as well as nourish ourselves with the appropriate food so that we can seek a remedy for these types of concerns, especially when it comes to our eyes. Now, I have Kamaya McDonald's, who has a concern that I think that women with children will also share these concerns. And she wants to know about how to get away from antibiotics and medical prescription drugs for two-year-olds with stuffy and runny noses, throat infections, coughing, and fever.
Antibiotics, you said?
Yeah, she don't want to mess with the medical prescription drugs. She's feeling like she don't want to give such a young child these over-the-counter medicines. She wants to know about the herbal remedies to get rid of these symptoms for good.
Okay, one of the things that I must say that is necessary and applies to all of us is
yes.
The lack or the deficiency of iron. Iron is the mineral that the black race has found to be deficient in. The reason is when we were removed from our African environment and brought to this part of the world, they didn't give us the diet that they took us away from. This is the question that I asked the Supreme Court. Every animal and every plant is connected directly to a mineral to sustain the life of a human being. Every human being, animals, and plants depends on a mineral. When they remove us from Africa, they didn't bring our food with us. One of the things that we find ourselves deficient is iron. Because of that, we find ourselves the greatest manifestation of disease. Iron is the mineral that strengthens the immune system, which has to do with your defense. Iron is deficient, you're susceptible to a bunch of diseases. So one of the things that she needs to stop using the steroids or the whatever she's using, she has to take large doses of iron, and she would find that her condition would greatly improve immediately. But I want to say this. I was told that many times people say that they cannot afford the herbs. Well, I don't know what they mean by that, because we have packages that from $50 to $1,500 and anywhere in between. And they are effective. From $50 anyway up to $1,500. You do not find that anywhere that offers complementary medicine, because they're not doing what we are doing, and they charge a lot of money. And I didn't like to hear that people feel that they cannot afford it, because that's another thing we have to consider, is our brothers and sisters' affordability, to be able to afford the herbs. We are people that doesn't have any money. So I consider that. This is why when I put it together on that, with that understanding, on that platform, that we would have from $50 to $1,500. Anywhere in between, they could be healed. But the sister that called me, she could take iron. She lacking of iron.
Excellent. And when we look at the things, the problems that we experience by our lack of iron, fluorine, and potassium phosphate, can we also contribute these things to stuff like hemophilia? People want to know, how can hemophilia be reversed? Is this also closely related, which is it's a disorder of the blood. It keeps, the blood doesn't clot, in other words. This is hemophilia. And this is a concern of Carmington. All right.
Yes, hemophilia is a disease that my sister had. My sister had hemophilia, and I didn't know it. And the first time that I heard about hemophilia was in Russia. The Tsar's son, Tsar Nicholas, and he was being treated by Rasputin. And I remember the herb that he used to treat hemophilia. One of them was the shepherd purse, which causes the blood to coagulate. Hemophilia is when the blood runs freely and it does not stop. The herb that is used is the shepherd purse. Yes, but we have treatment for hemophilia. My sister had hemophilia, and she just told me that just recently.
Now, can you mention that herb again?
You could get that herb all over the United States except the South. You could herb in Chicago, you can find it in North Carolina, you can find it all over the world, all over the United States, except Florida.
And what's it called again?
What you say?
What did you call the herb?
The shepherd purse.
Okay.
Shepherd purse. It's a little plant. It doesn't grow no higher than a foot. And it has some little leaves on it that look like a purse. That's why they call it shepherd purse. It's very good.
Uh-huh.
It's very, extremely good for hemophilia.
Excellent. I hope you got that, family. So then we have an interesting request from Pam Smith, and she wants to know about herbal suppositories, which ones to be recommended for tumors and cancers. What are your thoughts on
tumors
that?
Tumors and cancer. Tumors and cancer requires the intracellular chelation and a very strict diet. The intracellular chelation, meaning we are going to clean the cells that makes up the organs, that makes up the system. Not only the organ. You're going to clean the cells that makes up the organ. Why? Because when cancer is present, it's showing that there's a high level, an acid condition, a very extremely high level of mitosis. The cell is eating up itself. That is only caused by the presence of acid. So the other one is to nourish the body simultaneously, because the body needs to be nourished. You see, disease requires nourishment back to health. And we give them the biomineral balance. The intracellular chelation coupled with the biomineral balance. And that's the treatment for cancer or tumors. The sister, Gloria Walker, she passed 14 tumors in New Jersey, and the doctors only saw 5. She was never supposed to have a baby. She got a whole bunch.
Wow. All right. So how would you address her concerns for enemas or suppositories?
Enemas?
She wants to know about these herbal enemas or suppositories in order to take care of these tumors and cancers.
Enemas is something that I do not recommend. Only in extreme conditions. By extreme, the patient has to be in a coma. The patient is not in a coma, I would not do an enema. But if the patient is in a coma, yes, I would do the enema. But the enema would be with arnica or lily of the valley. Why? I want to make sure that the liquid that is being used, which is generally water used, the water will have in it compounds that would prevent bacteria from replenishing itself in your colon. Yes, you could do it if you use these herbs, Annika and Lily of the Valley, but only in extreme conditions.
Excellent. Well, we have a guy by the name of I'll check with you on that later, okay? Yeah, we have a guy who has produced a song for you, and we're going to play that, and then when we get back, we're going to talk about something I know everyone wants to speak about. So upcoming now is Philly Chase with his song, Dr. Sabi's song, that we want to introduce to everyone. And just in case the volume is turned up too much, I want to make sure that you hear it without any distortion, Dr. Sabi. So I'm going to turn the volume down just a bit. And when we return, we're going to talk about the food list. We're getting plenty of questions in reference to the food list. People like to know why were foods added and removed. So hopefully when we get back, we'll cover some of that. And as of now, let's take a listen to Philly Chase with his song, Dr. Sabi, Cleanse My Soul.
All right. Venía a decir algo en la radio.
Creation, y'all know the half of it. Dr. Sabian majorly came and mastered it. True healing and revealing what is hazardous. I wanna help, so I guess that makes me an advocate. It's been a violation on the human race. Sabi said the herbs are for the healing of the nation. They don't know because a lot lack education. Usher Village, you need to make a reservation. Tell me what I gotta do for me to heal my body. How to cleanse my mind and teach me how to cleanse my soul. Dr. Sabi, shed the light and leave the truth to guide me.
Yeah,
I don't eat garlic, don't eat spinach, don't eat celery, don't eat broccoli, don't eat carrots, don't eat rice, don't drink milk, and I don't eat lobster, don't eat starch, don't eat fish. Don't drink the still water, why even bother?
Yeah, I spit on
violation. Yo, shout out to Zeke Malachi for sending the free herbs. And Dr. Sabi for inspiring these words. AlkalineGourmet.net serves the best and one of a kind veggie burger. Choose lime over lemon, alkaline women. T1 got me running marathons with them. People with the most stress dies while the truth lives on. Rest in peace, left eye.
Tell me what I gotta do for me to heal my body. How to cleanse my mind and teach me how to cleanse my soul. Dr. Sabi, shed the light and leave the truth to guide me.
Yeah, I spit a violation.
What the show has to do with healing? It is destructive that would allow a substance to readily assimilate
biologically
without carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. That substance is non-electrical. It is non-organic. There has been a violation.
Tell me what I gotta do for me to heal my body. How to cleanse my mind and teach me how to cleanse my soul. Dr. Sabi, shed the light and leave the truth to guide me.
There has been a violation.
Tell me what I gotta do.
Yes, that was Philly Chase. I hope you were able to hear that without any distortion. Family, you will be able to get that song per request. It just takes a simple request. It can be emailed to you. It will be up on the Dr. Sabies, on the Advocates for Dr. Sabie org site. So you will, it will be accessible via the internet, or it can be emailed to you. Dr. Sabie, what'd you think?
It was beautiful.
I had been following that artist. I think he did a wonderful job. I had been following him for some time, and I thought he would be the excellent person to make that song. As we return, we'll be discussing the recommended food list. The food list. People want to know why the black rice was removed.
The black rice was removed because the Chinese made the black rice. The black rice is not a natural rice. The wild rice is natural, not the black rice. There is a difference with wild rice and black rice. Black rice looks just like any ordinary rice, but black. But the wild rice, if you look at the structure of it, is a little bit different. And the black rice has starch, not the wild rice.
There it is, family. So we still have wild rice on the list. You can see a current updated list of the food list, on the recommended food list, on the Advocates for Dr. Sabie.org. They want to know what happened with the maple syrup.
Well, one of the things that we found with the maple syrup is that they use formaldehyde to keep the hole open in the maple tree. And that's a chemical that really does damage to the body. And this is why we recommend the agave. Because the agave, it doesn't use a chemical to process it.
Now, we have people who love asparagus, and they want to know what happened to the asparagus.
To the what?
Asparagus. I think at one point, I think it was on the list, and then I think we dropped it later.
You see, what happened, many of the things on the old list, some things were added because I was out of commission for 10 years. I was taking care of the village. My manager and my ex-wife changed things around. Now we have to make corrections. Many things are on because they used to offer tortilla chips. And they used to offer popcorn. We are not about either one of them. But they added on the list. They even said that it's good to use maca. And maca is a hybrid plant. So we, as you know, we went through a little bit of negative experience recently, last February, and we had to retool, re-dye, reconstruct. So now, the new food list would definitely be the authentic food list. Dr. Sabie, self food list.
And so we have another favorite, the jicama, which I would always get the jicama. Yes.
I like jicama. I use the jicama. They said no. Why, I don't know.
Okay, we got the mustard greens. The mustard greens we've dropped. What happened with the mustard greens?
Mustard greens? I wish I had mustard green every day. What happened to it? Nothing happened to it. I like mustard green and quinoa. I could eat mustard green and quinoa every day of my life, and I'd be happy.
There it is, family.
I would be eating.
Of course, we have the spinach and the string beans. At one point, we had the senators.
I would agree that the string bean could be avoided.
Okay.
There are some degree of acid. Not as much as when the bean is dry. But when it's green, it has some level of chlorophyll. It wouldn't be as harmful, but it's still harmful. So I would avoid the string beans.
All right. You know, recently, a lot of us have been ordering the bromide, and we're really interested in the beverages that we can consume. That includes the teas. And they've noticed that the, I don't know how to pronounce, Alvaca tea and the clove tea and the lemon grass tea, they've all been removed. What happened with those?
What was the last thing you said was removed?
The lemongrass tea, the clove tea, and yeah.
Oh my God! Look, my brother. There wasn't a tea that I like lemongrass. When I was a little boy, Mama used to give it to us every evening, and drinking lemongrass tea was like a blessing. Later to find out that there is nothing that would raise your pressure quick and high like lemongrass.
No.
It's a hybrid.
Okay.
The people from the Asian people, they use a lot of it in their soups. The Vietnamese use a lot of it. Thai people use a lot of it. No.
And when it comes to the clove tea, you know, they want to know about the clove tea because the clove tea has been dropped, but we have clove added in the spice section. So we're wondering about that as well.
What? Clove.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you, clove to me is like anise. The truth is, I don't know about clove, no anise. But I have never done any research, in-depth research, on either one. But
okay.
I must tell you the truth. I don't know about clove. I use it sometimes to kill pain. You know, when there is pain in the tooth, I use it to kill pain. But
yeah.
I don't use it for much of anything. I am not concerned about it.
All right. So we got the marjoram spice and the cumin spice. What happened with the marjoram spice and the cumin?
Cumin. Cumin is a polymer.
It's a what?
It's artificial. It's an artificial chromosome. It's bad. It's made in the laboratory. It is very, extremely bad for the liver.
Yikes. And, of course, for us people who love the almond nuts, we want to know about the hazelnuts and the almond nuts that have been removed. What's going on with the nuts?
Hazelnut is natural. Hazelnut is a natural nut, not almond. Hazelnut is a natural nut. You could use it to make milk. It's very good. Not the almond. The almond has cyanide.
Okay.
In fact,
so the hazelnuts are okay.
Derived cyanide from almonds.
All right. And
but
that was once a time. Go ahead.
Hazelnut is good. That's all.
Okay. Of course, there was once a time when we didn't have parsley on the list. We have parsley now. And so people are wondering, what happened that with parsley that it became beneficial now and savory? What
you
happened
know, I
with those spices?
I got a bad line, but you said parsley?
Yes, we now have parsley added to the list. So we want to know, how is it now able to be added to the list?
I don't recommend parsley. I do not recommend parsley because parsley is also a hybrid plant. The plant that I use instead of parsley is one that the Spanish people call culantro. It's a long leaf, and it smells very good. In fact, when I come to Durham, I bring some with me.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be looking for that. for those who don't know, Dr. Savior has been to Durham when I was just an itty-bitty. Yeah, I think, what was that, Dr. Savior? 1983? I think you said it was.
Yeah, again.
So I think you say you were in Durham back in 1983?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I was just an itty-bitty.
I was in Durham in 1983, giving a speech under a tree.
he said under a tree, y'all.
Standing up under this tree, and I was just as happy as they were.
Yeah, so I wish, you know, I could run into some of the old cats who were with you back then, but I'm quite sure that my peer group would definitely be glad to see you once again back here in Durham. And that's why I am family, in case you don't know, I'm in Durham, North Carolina.
I would love to go to Durham. I would love to go to Durham. I would even love to go and speak under that tree if I could find it.
Yeah, we still have it. We got a lot of construction taking place these days. Okay, we got the Brazilian nut. The Brazilian nut has been added, and we have the green banana and that's been added also.
The Brazilian nut is one beautiful nut. It's a natural nut. The milk is alkali. We used to call it Nigato in New Orleans. How about the boiled banana? Well, I recommend boiled banana over the potatoes. Not that the boiled green banana is that good, but it is better in the sweet than the Irish potato or the sweet potato.
Okay.
But there is a banana. There is a banana known as the chata. C-H-A-T-A. Chapa. You find
chapa.
Chapa. It's a short, stumpy looking banana. It's square. It's short. That's natural.
Wow.
We intend to make a cereal out of banana here in Honduras.
Now I got a new banana to go look for.
Yeah.
We got the parsley. The parsley has been added, and I'm not quite familiar with the. That's
parsley?
Been added. Yes.
Yes, that's good. That's a natural plant. That has iron.
Excellent. And that pretty much ends our concerns for the food list, except for the chickpeas. What would you have to say about the chickpeas? We've recently been exposed by some of our members in the group, but we have some wonderful chefs in the group, and they've shown us some green chickpeas. And what is your take on the chickpeas, the garbanzo beans?
I use a garbanzo bean. Garbanzo bean doesn't have the starch as the other beans have. That's why I let people use it. It doesn't have the quality of that the other starch carriers have.
Okay. All right, so I got to move on to some concerns that we have Shanika Stokes and Shirley McIntyre have some awesome concerns for autism, and they want to know about development delays in the children. What's recommended for autism and these developmental delays in the children?
You said autism, right?
Yes, autism.
If you look carefully, an autistic child, whether he's white, black, or oriental, they all look alike. And they look. Why? Because the mucus that Dr. Sebi talk about in the Supreme Court as being the only disease there is, that mucus is now appearing in the head of a child that is autistic. Which, if the mucus is in the head, then it is showing that all activity and motor is being interfered with, because that is where the brain resides, in the head. But what we have noticed, that in removing the mucus from the head, the child immediately begins to talk, and there's all kind of things. Drawing, the little girl that was brought in named Amina, she was dragging her right foot, and she was only here a week, and she stopped dragging her foot.
Wow.
And her little brother, Abu Bakr, the wisest of the wisest in the world, Abu Bakr, he noticed his little sister. He noticed that his little sister was improving, and Abu Bakr was taking the compounds too. He called it the intelligent medicine. Yes, we have something for autism. It's mucus in the head. What was the next question?
Well, the autism, that was pretty much it. They just wanted to know about those development delays, and I think you addressed that pretty well. But Shirley, she also had a concern about the endometriosis. You know, do you know what the endometriosis is with the female?
Yes. Endometriosis. You know, whenever somebody talks to me about a disease, I always seem to go back to the first person that I treated of that disease. Sarcoidosis was Detroit. Blindness, Los Angeles. Endometriosis, Los Angeles, California. A white lady from Utah. Her name is Virginia. She's married to a Japanese co-worker of mine when I was an engineer working for the county. I used to go to work, get all these herbs, and I used to put them in the laboratory to do a pH test. So Fred, his name is Fred Takashita. Fred said, "Hey, you boys, and these stupid herbs, do you think you could help my wife?" I said, "What's your wife have?" "She cannot have babies because she has endometriosis." I gave Virginia the herb on the 3rd month she was pregnant. Had a little girl named Jason and a little girl named Maria.
There it is, Shirley.
Goodbye, endometriosis.
Goodbye, endometriosis. All right, so we got Stacy. She has a concern with something that I've heard myself as well, and it's quite interesting, about blood types. For example, blood type A people need to be vegetarians. What would you say to such an expression? Is it preferred that people eat according to their blood type? How would you address that?
What about the blood type? Because you're vegetarian? That you're lacking of a mineral?
There's an expression that is circulating about people eating according to their blood type. And the expression goes like this.
The blood type has nothing to do with anything. I have given these herbs to Japanese. I have given these herbs to Koreans. I have given them to Indians. I have given them to black and white. I have given them to Arabs. And all of them are different blood types and different DNA. The herbs will work because the herbs are electrical. The body is electrical. The herb will find an affinity with the body. Electric body, electric herb. There is an affinity. There is a simulation. Blood type doesn't determine whether an herb will work or not.
All right, there it is, family. All right. Now, Shaniga, Ms. Stokes, she has a few more concerns, and she wants to know about softening foods because, you know, as a on a raw food diet, do you have any ideas relating to softening food on a raw food diet?
Raw food diet is a myth because if you eat something that is hybrid, if you eat it raw, it's not going to deliver anything because it is a hybrid to begin with. If you eat something natural, cook, you're going to deliver anyway because energy cannot be killed. It can only be displaced. So this stuff about eating raw, overcooked, no, sir. That's a myth. If what you eat is natural, you could eat it raw, or you could eat it cooked, or you could eat it burnt to an ash. You are going to get energy. But if you eat something that is hybrid and you eat it raw, you're not going to get anything from it, raw, cooked, or otherwise.
Excellent. There it is, family. All right, we got family wanting to know about what herbs did you use for the endometriosis?
The herb that what?
The herb that you use for endometriosis.
Ethiopia?
Yeah, what herb did you use to address it?
What herb I used with what?
To address endometriosis.
Endometriosis?
Yes.
The compound.
The one,
not just an herb. I, you know, I
the compound.
No, it's a compound. It's not an herb.
Okay.
It's a treatment, but we could make it affordable. It's a treatment.
Excellent. And we come to another concern that we're always talking about, which is the best water to drink.
That what?
The best water to drink. We're always talking about what is the best water
to
drink.
The best water to drink. The best water to drink really is clear air. As far as it's kept. It's a natural effervescence, Perrier water. But besides Perrier, you have thermal water, and then you have the Glacier Mountain. That is just as good. Glacier Mountain water. You don't have to use any alkali water that would then through the process of osmosis. You don't do that. A machine is doing that. You want nature to be involved and only nature. That is what the cities in Philadelphia wrote when I gave a speech. They said, if nature doesn't make it, don't take it. If nature didn't make it.
Don't take it if nature didn't make it. Family. All right. We have this is a very sensitive concern here when we talk about people who've already had to have their kidneys removed and they're going through these, some people have to go through dialysis and stuff like that. People want to know about this kidney regeneration or how do they reverse or handle their healing process in these conditions. How would you address that, like kidney transplants?
You know, you're breaking up and I can't hear you too well. Your concern is what?
We're dealing with kidney transplants. We have people who have the kidney transplant. So I want to know how you would address and your point of views towards maintaining oneself after a kidney transplant. We have people in the group who have had
a kidney transplant.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. There is an herb known as bladder rot. Bladder rot.
Bladder rot. Now, is this, when we say
bladder
rot, are we talking about the sea moss and the bromides?
Yes, that's the one.
Excellent. And how much can we have a concern for regenerating our kidneys or the working kidney? You know, that one original kidney, how can we get it working again? Is that possible?
Regenerating the kidneys?
Yes.
Well, like I said, the bladder rod. The bladder rod covers that. The other one would be the sea moss, and it's all combined in the bromide.
Excellent.
It's excellent. It's the best. But one of the
things
that need to be considered is the diet. The diet has to be a strict one, away from anything that is active.
All right, family, there it is. We come to bone health. What is the best calcium? Does this also fall in line with using our bladder rack and the sea moss? This is a concern for Carbon Adam. He wants to know about bone health. How do we address our bone health?
Bone, you mean the bone, the skeletal?
Yes.
Hey, I'm 82 years of age. I fall on my knees on concrete in Atlanta in a speech on Sunday night in Atlanta. I fall on my knees on concrete. And I didn't feel a thing. And what do I take? I take the bromide, because the bromide has the sea moss, which is calcium chlorine, which is going to strengthen the cells in my on my bones.
Yes, family, if you want to hear him speak about that some more, he actually addresses this in tons of different videos. It is available. We come to Heidi, and she has a concern for early stage Alzheimer's. How do we get rid of it? How do we treat that early stage of Alzheimer's? How do we address that? We want to reverse it. This early stage of Alzheimer's, how do we address that?
Alzheimer's?
Yes.
Well, like I said, again, the intracellular cleansing is going to clean the mucus from the brain. I'm 82 years of age now. I could remember what I was doing when I was 3 years old. I could remember what I did when I was 5 years old. So all of this I do remember. I remember everything through my life. There's never a minute or a year that I don't remember. Now, why is that? Because over the years, I have been doing what I've been doing. Not that I am so much of a genius. I have been keeping my body in a fairly good condition, cleansing it. The memory would improve. People have come to us in their 70s that couldn't remember when they was a child. And when they had, they finally begin to remember. And that is all due to the mucus on the brain, just like the autistic child.
Dr. Sabi, I'd like to thank you for your time. What I would like to do is to play the song again for the people in the audience so they could listen to the song. If people have any questions, I will open the line up for questions when I return. Once again, it's Philly Chase. We have our somewhat of an anthem. It's an excellent song, a very inspiring song for Dr. Sabi. My song, Cleanse My Soul. We'll be right back. As a matter of fact, here we go.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
Creation, y'all know the half of it. Dr. Sabi amazingly came and mastered it. True healing and revealing what is hazardous. I wanna help, so I guess that makes me an advocate. It's been a violation on the human race. And Sabi said the herbs are for the healing of the nation. They don't know because a lot like education. Usher Village, oh, you need to make a reservation. Tell me what I gotta do.
eat broccoli, don't eat carrots, don't eat rice, don't drink milk, and I don't eat lobster, don't eat starch, don't eat fish, don't drink distilled water, why even bother?
Yeah, I spin a violation.
Yo, shout out to Zeke Malachi for sending the free herbs. And Dr. Savy for inspiring these words. AlkalineGourmet.net serves the best and one of a kind veggie burger. Choose lime over lemon, alkaline women. T1 got me running marathons with them. People with the most stress dies while the truth lives on. Rest in peace, left eye.
Tell me what I gotta do for me to heal my body. How to cleanse my mind and deeply, how to cleanse my soul. Dr. Savy sheds a light and leaves the truth to guide me.
There has been a violation.
What does show how to do with healing? It is destructive. That would allow us to readily assimilate biology without carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, that substance is non-electric. It is non-organic. There has been a violation.
Tell me what I gotta do for me to heal my body. How to cleanse my mind and teach me how to cleanse my soul. Life to save me, shed the light and leave the truth to guide me.
All right, we will be returning. And if you have noise in your background, mute your phone. Those who have questions, we'll see if we can get you an opportunity to ask a question to Dr. Savy. Mute your lines if you have noise in the background at this time. I want to thank everyone for showing up at the show. We're wrapping things up now, and we're ending it with questions that you may have for Dr. Savy. I'm going to start with 6052. Do you have any questions?
6052?
What do you want to start with? Yes, 6052. Do we have any questions for Dr. Savy?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Dr. Savy.
Thanks
and blessings.
Good afternoon, sir.
Blessings. Okay, I was studying under you in San Diego, California in the 90s. We lost connections. I moved to Alabama. My name is Forrest Wilson. And now I'm picking up the list, and I'm utilizing the list for me and my family every day. Thank you. One of the questions I have for you is thyroidism. The women around North Alabama have thyroidism. What do you recommend?
What was the question?
The women in North Alabama. Yes, sir.
Sir, will you please repeat the question?
The women in North Alabama are dealing with thyroid issues.
Thyroid?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the thyroid system, the thyroid glands, is a member of the endocrine system. The endocrine system is composed of 11 glands, and these glands all depend on iodine, which comes from the ocean. Iodine is presented in an oxide and a phosphate level. Anything that has iodine in it is in the ocean. Any herbal ocean product is good for the thyroid glands. Even salt water is good for the thyroid gland. If you want to take a tablespoon of salt water and you put it in a glass of water, and it will be good for the thyroid glands. But the vegetable kingdom of the ocean would also be very good. to the thyroid. It depends on iodine. It is the system that really delivers the energy to the body.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forrest Wilson. You're doing an excellent job on the page, and I can't wait to try some of your dishes.
Peace.
We're moving along to 3948. If you have any questions, 3948. Are you available?
Yes, I am.
Greetings.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Love you, Dr. Sabe.
Love you too. Hi.
Hi. My question is, and has been, and continuously is, about the Bolingo group I keep hearing about. I want to be a part of it, know about it, and how to get, where are you at with it? That's my question. Like, where are you at in the stages of developing that and getting that, you know, going? Hello?
So the question, I'm breaking up here.
Yeah, she's asking about the Bolingo group that she keeps hearing about, and she's wanting to know at what stage or growth is the Bolingo group that you've been speaking about. She's curious about the growth.
Baby food?
The Bolingo group.
This man is a the Bolingo.
Yeah, that's right.
Moringa. Somebody asked about Moringa today.
Not Moringa. Not Moringa. Bolingo.
Go ahead,
like B, B for B, not Moringa. Bolingo. I hear you in
Bolingo.
Some of your... Yeah.
Yeah, the organic family.
Bolingo.
The
yeah.
organic family.
Is she asking about the organization Bolingo?
Yes.
Okay. The Bolingo Project is a $200 million project. It's a project that's going to provide each major city with a health center equipped with all of the components of a health center and also a health, a food co-op, which will be given the brothers in various areas where the health foods are. He would supply that health center with organically grown food. The Bolingo Project is going to develop a factory to process the natural banana in Honduras. They call it the Chata Ceniza to make cereal for the babies, that it would be alkali instead of acid. In the Bolingo Project, we have also an African leg that we're going to go to Africa and begin to explore all of the herb that we could possibly explore and develop in Africa that we could add to our repertoire. The Bolingo Project also have a boat that's going to take refrigerated products from Honduras and Central America to the United States. But the primary thing is this, the Bolingo is to provide not only information to our community, but to provide centers that can afford you the things that will make and keep us healthy. That is the Bolingo Project. And you will be receiving benefits such as joining the organization, and you begin to get healed, you can pay in increments, making it easy, making it affordable. Well, there's a lot of things that is in the Bolingo Project. We would have to have a meeting in Durham to really fully explain it. But it is one to bring the family back to health. That is the whole thing about Bolingo. That is the primary trust of Bolingo.
Okay.
Thank you, sister. What's your name?
My name's I'm so excited. I'm sorry. My name's Kimberly. My last name is Troy, so I actually wrote Dr. Sabe a poem a while ago. I don't even know if he remembers it. But anyway, Kimberly Troy. I have a Facebook page, but it doesn't have my certificate name. I'm going to create another Facebook page, but yeah. But I'm really interested. I've been hearing a lot about it, so I'm really, really interested in that. So, and I want to be a part of it. So,
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. We're just as excited as you are about the Bowling
Family.
I want to
be part of it, too.
I know.
I'm excited I am. I have never been this excited. There is nothing that I have done in my life that excites me. Nothing that I have done makes me feel good. Nothing whatsoever. But Bolingo, yes, Bolingo is exciting me because it is galvanizing the race around hell. And that we're going to come together again like we once were.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Indeed.
Yes, but thank you. I don't want to hold. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Dr. Sabi Who and What conference call on Blog Talk Radio. We're moving down the line for those who are on the line. We will be coming to your questions. As of now, we're coming to 1603, if you are available. 1603. Are you available? We'll give you some time to chime in. 1603, are you available? All right, 1603, stand by as we move along, and we're coming to 2916, if you are available. 2916, are you available? That appears to be the end of the people who may have questions.
I got another one.
So, hello?
Yes, sir. This is Forrest Wilson. I got one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, also ADHD, and children, if they say they have ADHD. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
ADHD.
He's asking about ADHD, Dr. Sabi. Just like to let everyone know that that'll be the final questions. If there are any expressions that you would like to express towards Dr. Sabi, you can do that. All mics are open as we're coming to a close. The gentleman is asking about, what'd you say, Brother HD?
ADHD. It's attention deficit
ADHD.
Disorder.
Are you still there, Dr. Sabi?
Attention deficit disorder.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that is again, look carefully. When you talk about a disease like attention deficit disorder, you're talking about autism, you're talking about forgetfulness, you're talking about the brain. The brain is unable to retain. The brain is unable to process. So what we do, we find a way to get the brain to receive more of the food that it needs, which is oxygen. There is obstruction someplace in the energy getting to the brain or the oxygen getting to the brain. That's the only reason why attention deficit disorder exists. We have done much in that area because we already know the cause of the disease itself. Yes, we could help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We would like to thank you once again for showing up. Hopefully we'll do this again. I'd like to remind you that we have the Advocates for Dr. Sabi group that is available for a concentration of information straight from expressions and statements of Dr. Sabi, which I have transcribed from the videos and audios that I've had the opportunity to listen to and view him on. For those who are still talking about not being able to afford the herbs, I do distribute the herbs for free to advocates. It only costs $5 to become an advocate. You have to pay an advocate to become an advocate. And when this happens, you're actually helping people place themselves in a situation where they can receive free herbs as well as eventually be able to afford the herbs themselves. So all mics are open. If you would like to greet Dr. Sabi and thank him, you can do that at this time.
Yes, yes, I would like to say something to Dr. Sabi. How's everybody doing? It's Jerry. How you doing tonight, Dr. Sabi?
That's Terry.
Hello?
I mean, that's Kerry speaking with you as we begin to get off the air, Dr. Sabi. He's greeting you. What's happening, Kerry?
Oh, man, just enjoying this beautiful day. I just wanted to express to Dr. Sabi, you know, I had an opportunity to spend some time with him up at Usher Village, and it was definitely a beautiful experience. You know, it helped me grow in a lot of ways. That, you know, looking at this Bilingo project and the things that he's talking about, you know, I think that it's all a beautiful thing. And, you know, what we're doing with the foods, you know, on the recommended food list, you know, as far as trying to teach people and edify them on how to, you know, be creative with the, you know, with the foods, because there's really a lot of things that you can do with those things, you know, if you're creative with it. But, you know, we just like to reach out to him and just let him know we appreciate, you know, the foundation that he's laid for us, and, you know, and moving forward, you know, just keep on doing, you know, keep on edifying.
Yeah, we saw you throwing down in Dr. Sabi's kitchen, man. You was cooking.
Yeah. I was trying to put a little something together.
I was hoping that we could get the office to speak on a few things, but they probably weren't able to stay online. We don't have Jenny on, do we? Okay. I reckon that's it for our time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's Kimberly again. Kerry, are you from Virginia?
No, that would be Atun Dre.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Is Atun okay. Still on?
No, I'm not sure. I think he is, but
I'm still on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the brother Atun Dre that's in Virginia. He's still on.
Yeah, I'm in Virginia.
Okay, so you have the restaurant in Virginia. Is it a restaurant or catering?
It's more towards catering, and I also got approved by the Department of Agriculture to put my food products in the store in the United States.
Oh,
but
okay.
I create foods. Well, we create foods just off of Dr. Sabi's recommended food list.
Right, okay.
When people order, when you order your herbs, you get yourself a recommended food list. It comes with the herbs. You'll see at the bottom of the list, Alkaline Gourmet, that is Atun Dre. And I'd like to thank everyone for being here. Dr. Sabi, thank you. We love you. We're ending the show now. If you have any last remarks, you can close out with that. And thank you again, everyone.
Thank you. The only remark I would have is that whenever we look at another black person, you're looking at yourself, and that you have to give him that love that you would give yourself.
You're right.
Absolutely.
I love y'all.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace, Almighty. Love you,
thank
sir.
You, family. Love y'all.
Peace, fam.
Peace.
Bye.
Thank you.